from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That I'm glad to hear that Kalen DeBoer wasn't trying to be someone that he's not. Yes. That's going to be a big part of it, is like he's following the GOAT. You don't have to try to be him. Be you. He's had a lot of success at all the places that he's been as well. And, you know, you come into a place that has stocked cupboards. You've got a great everything. Like, everything you could possibly want from a program standpoint he's got at Alabama. Of course, the pressure is going to be there. Competitive people don't think like that.
Right.
Like, no one's like, oh, I don't want to be the guy that follows the guy.
Right.
You might not, but Heeds doesn't think like that.
Right.
He wants that job. He took it, in fact. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what that's like. I mean, obviously, his presence at SEC Media Days today is not the same thing as when Nick Saban comes. This is the biggest difference to me. There's a lot of differences in this conference this year. There's 16 teams now. Texas and Oklahoma are in it. There's no divisions anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody plays everybody. It's a 12-team playoff. Like, it's a whole different landscape in college football, but the biggest difference in the SEC and in college football in general is that Nick Saban's not coaching
exactly.
anymore.
That is the biggest deal in college football right now. We'll go coming into the season, the biggest question mark, all those different things. Is that right there? Because Alabama's been the premier program in the entire nation, you know, and they have the premier coach and all those different things. And that's a good thing when you come to if you're Kalen, you come into a situation where the cupboard is all the way stacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's all the way stacked. And basically what he was talking about, you know, it's more or less, you know, him trying to just be himself. And that's what they say. What do you have to do? He says, just be myself. You know, and they're implementing new stuff on offense and everything. I mean, Nick's always been a New England type defense. They're going to a 4-2-5, like that swarm defense. That's what they're going to in Alabama. So you got to implement that with your team that's always ran something different. And so I think that, I keep saying the same thing about him. He's a hell of a ball coach, and he wins everywhere he goes. And I don't anticipate that falling off, because he's never had the resources or even this caliber of talent over and over again like he has.
He's never had anything near this.
Like,
the closest he ever had
was
to this
year.
Was last year, and went to the national championship.
Exactly,
game.
And they were great.
They were great.
But he's going to have that over.
Every year.
And over.
Every year.
And over.
The roster that he has right now is better than the roster that he had last year. I think probably. I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, the Penix is a top 10 pick. Odunze is a top 10 pick. Like, they had a lot of guys that went, but it's reasonable to think that they'll have more players on this Alabama roster that end up getting drafted. I don't know. We'll see. That Washington roster was really good last year. But that's the best that he ever had, and that's what he did with it.
Right.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Yep.
It's going to be like this every single year. I honestly, if I'm looking at like the thing that might be the hardest for him, of course it's going to be a big transition to be at Alabama in that conference week in, week out. They got a crazy schedule. I get all that. He doesn't have all his guys. Like, he's been with all of his guys all the way back to Sioux Falls.
Right.
offensive coordinator took the job with the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. He came with him to Tuscaloosa for a couple weeks, and then the Seahawks offered him the job to be the OC there. So he went back up to Seattle after being at Washington for a couple of years. So he's got a guy in Nick Sheridan that hasn't been his offensive coordinator before. He went and got Kane Womack to be his defensive coordinator, who's familiar with the region but hasn't really worked with before. Like, if anything's going to be a little bit different, is that brain trust that Kalen DeBoer has had with him every single step of the way is a little bit different.
But it's tough, but that's why he is who he is. Because that's why they went and got him and all those different things, because you have the faith that my message to – because – the head coach's job is to coach the coaches and the players, but mostly at that point, the players. The coaches. And so you got to put your philosophy on what you want this defense to be, what you want this offense to be, and they got to go out there and execute the plan what the head coach wants. I mean, you can say, though, this is offense. Well, what does the head coach want about this offense? What does the head coach want about this defense? And so that's the process that he's going to have to be in, and that's always new when you come in with two new coordinators, because both of the coordinators that were there with Alabama last year are both gone.
Yep.
You know?
And both the coordinators that were with him in Washington last year, he's not with.
Exactly. It's an adjustment for him from working with these guys. I don't know if he's ever worked with them at any level or anything, but I'm sure these guys come highly recommended, sat down, interviewed them, and I'm sure as much time as he spends with those players and recruit, he's spending with those dudes too. Yeah, just trying to get a feel and letting them know what he wants.
I mean, and that, honestly, and this is down the road for him, but like, when you get to that level of being a consistent contender, whether you champion maybe a couple times, but if you're in the playoff and you're contending, then you start to lose those guys and having to restock your coaching staff over and over and over again. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that Saban did at a level that no one's done before. Kirby's having to deal with it now because they're losing guys almost every offseason to head coaching opportunities. That's something he's never dealt with.
Right.
He's been with the same guys everywhere they've gone,
right,
all the way back to South Dakota 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that part of it is, I'm not saying that doesn't make me think that he's any less capable of doing this, but that's a part of it that I don't hear a lot of people talking about. It's like, it wasn't just him that won all those games, all those different places. It was like a group of six people, and a couple of them came with him, but not all of them came with him. So I'm sure the coaches that he's got there are good coaches and all of that kind of stuff, but it's a matter of them learning each other as well,
right,
in that new place. So, it's a departure, man. Like, the fanfare surrounding the arrival of the czar wasn't there today.
Right.
I saw a picture of like one guy, one Alabama fan with a sign. All right, I guess the rest of the people are going to make him earn it.
Yeah, dog. I mean,
win some games first, Kalen.
I mean, I think one of those things where the whole he's an outsider noise and all of that. I don't know why.
It might have been early too when the picture was taken. Maybe it filled out later.
I don't know, because when Brian Hartson got the job, I was like, really? Like, that don't seem like it fits. I'm not saying when I saw he was getting the job, he's like, oh, that's a perfect fit. I just didn't have as much of, like, wow, than I had with Hartson going to Auburn. I don't know what was it about Hartson going to Auburn. I don't know what it was about that whole process. Like, really?
Yeah.
That don't even
seem
like it fits.
No, and it didn't. So now in hindsight, at the time, I was like, are you sure? Like,
that's the guy y'all want to come to Auburn?
It's the guy? Like, you know he's not Peterson, because they got him from Boise State.
Yeah.
You know he's not Peterson. Right. Peterson's the guy that built Boise State and got it. He's won a couple games at Boise State, but not like that. I think it's different because DeBoer's won more at a higher level, was in the national championship game last year, all that kind of stuff. Also, it wasn't a firing and then having to replace it like that. It was a stepping down of a legend. And then you would think having your pick of the country with a coaching candidate.
Yeah.
I think they did.
Well, I mean,
seems like Lanning maybe said no.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing about it is that when those jobs come open, all it does is get everybody raises.
Oh yeah,
yeah, getting everybody raises
and a bunch of new jobs.
Yeah, but
there was a great article in The Athletic earlier this week about literally 400 different jobs that changed because Saban retired.
Really?
Like, Saban goes away, so obviously DeBoer goes to Alabama, Fish goes to Washington. The guy from, I think it was San Diego State, goes to Arizona. Some high school coach in San Diego gets a San Diego State job. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, the butterfly effect of Nick Saban retiring shook up college football, man. Again, it's the biggest change from year to year. In an era where there's more change than there ever have been, it's the biggest thing that's different this year is Nick Saban's sitting next to Roman Harper.
Yep, Roman Harper.
Roman Harper in a pink suit.
That's Randall Cobb on the end.
That's Dari Noka. There next to Saban. That's where he's at now. Talking into a microphone.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.